And God forbid if a man has a size preference for a woman, but if women have a size preference,
then it's all good fun and jokes.
A recent study proves that women that list a man's height as a preference in dating almost always think of themselves as beautiful or more beautiful than average. You agree with that finding, Rob? Does that seem accurate?
I agree with it.
Women in general get too much attention, and it's men that are letting that happen, so just stop.
Well, I mean,
don't give attention where it's not due. I'm not telling you to be moralistically proper. I'm just telling you to have a proper exchange. Don't simp. Makes it bad for everybody.
Well, it's going to get rid of his chivalry. Because now chivalry is going to be looked at as simping if it's not reciprocated. And oftentimes it's
not. That's what I mean. Don't mess with someone if it's not reciprocating correctly.
And by reciprocation, I don't mean doing the same thing that guys are typically doing. I don't need a girl opening doors for me or paying for me. Actually, I could use a girl paying for me. That would be an interesting switch. Seriously, I think it's going to get rid of chivalry because it's making chivalry right now seem very uncool. You know, women complaining that guys are seem shallow or only want one thing. Well, yeah. anything else is going to be just about a waste of time. You know,
guys are getting fed up with it. I can say that. Tables are slowly turning. Enjoy it while you can, women. But
I guess,
whatever it is that you're enjoying about it.
I think it's for some women at least, I think it's a power thing. They like the reaction they can cause from men. They like posting pictures of themselves on Snapchat and Instagram and social media like that. That hasn't helped matters at all with them. But they like the fact that they get a reaction. They like those likes. They like the comments. Oh, you're so pretty. Or, oh, that's beautiful. And they have to like or thank each and every one.
Did a lot of that get started because of traditional roles where the man has to be the one that pursues? And so when social media started, that just kind of was the way it went. Except now so many more people had access to that pursuit.
Yeah,
that, since it's just sitting there waiting for a comment.
The e-commerce of sites like OnlyFans and stuff show that, yeah, not only women have power, but they can turn that power into profit. They just got to make themselves a commodity, which, surprisingly, more women are
open to than you.
Yeah, and keep in mind, I feel like 20 years ago, if you would have expressed this idea to a woman, you'd be labeled as misogynistic or shallow. That's a popular one women use to describe most men. And now, nowadays, it's like something women embrace. In fact, some women aspire to be an OnlyFans model. And why not?
More power to
it. Yeah, yeah.
The economy's tough out here.
I mean, I'd love to get hundreds of dollars a day just to come.
That's a big driving factor. The economy's just shit. Anyway, when women set boundaries, it's empowering. And when a man sets boundaries, it's controlling.
Damn, that's definitely true for a lot of dynamics out there between men and women. I feel like there's a lot of double standards like that now.
Or you could say that when women set a boundary, it's their preference. And when a man does, it's misogyny.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing if, like, if a girl says no when going out with a nice guy, she's a... Like, no, she's not a bitch. She's just not entitled to date you because you are acting the way you should.
If a woman doesn't go out with a broke man, that's another preference.
Yeah.
But if a man doesn't date a single mother, well, that's just immature.
And God forbid if a man has a size preference for a woman, but if women have a size preference...
Then it's all good fun and jokes.
No, yeah, it's all good fun and jokes. Again, you make a size preference to a woman, you're shallow. You're so shallow. God, men are shallow. They're just dogs. I want a guy that's 6 foot with a beard and tattoos. That's just my preference, though. This is what I like. This is my empowerment. I'm setting boundaries. Chivalry is rare now.
Well, chivalry's dying because there's no point in it. If you're the guy being chivalrous, you're just going around putting the egg on your face. Why would you want to do that? So yeah, you kind of stop.
It could have been the whole like indifference thing with social media that you talked about with women and dating. They know they got the power. They've had the power.
Well, I don't think chivalry's coming back because it's the ultimate fuck up. Going above and beyond to kiss the ground a woman walks on or whatever.
Or rather, just put her on a pedestal.
If you're doing all that just for the joke to be on you, you ain't going to do it more than once or twice.
Yeah.
You're going to give that game up. And I think that's what's happened to a lot of guys. But it just... I'm a little too hard. Good intentions gone bad like that, it changes you a little bit.
Well, I mean, there's always risk when it comes to dating, especially putting your best foot forward and asking a girl out or something, but you got to have your limit. You got to have a limit. You know, some girls, even today, they still play that old game of hard to get. They want to know if a man is serious about them. And I get that, and I respect that.
But it's confusing for a lot of men that are not sure if they've taken it too far or not, because they've got to play that game.
You got to have benchmarks.
But I've just noticed a lot of guys, they do take it a little too far with the unwanted advances. So well, they got to have a sense of that. Yeah, it falls back on the reciprocation.
Yeah. If it's been a year, maybe she's not playing too hard to get. Maybe she wants to be hard to get because she doesn't want to be gotten.
Take a clue.
Yeah, you got to take a hint every so often. Every woman says that they'll be blunt and honest, and they're looking for blunt honesty, but they're not. They want honesty, but they want it in an easy, digestible way. And that usually, more often than not, means avoiding the difficult conversation.
You could try blunt honesty and just, when it fails, however many times, it'd eventually be kind of a good fit with somebody.
Well, I'm getting to that point. I'm going to have to be bluntly honest just so I can set the tone of how I want a relationship to be. Like, yeah, just, I don't want to guess.
No, just do that and don't worry about what's not working out. Just on to the next until it does.
Yeah, but
you'll eventually connect.
It's an odds game.
But would you rather build something on a false pretense?
You know, I feel like that's all dating is until you get past that.
That is what it mostly is. Okay, women say they are tired of hearing like the same old thing or what. No, they really want to hear the same old things that they're used to hearing. If you come a different way, it's going to probably get took the wrong way. But I still say one time out of 100, it won't.
You know, just like a random shuffling of the deck. Every face card is a yes. Take that many number of women, that's probably the amount that would say yes to a date or whatever.
That's like 30% of the deck, if you count aces.
No, I don't think you counted aces.
I'm just saying. The math doesn't work.
Well, I mean, 30% I think is a pretty decent success rate for most men. Especially in this world, this environment of dating.
Dare to be different. Because if you
dare to be stupid, that's dumb.
Because the goal's not to attract someone on the front end, I don't think. It might be, but what good does that... I mean, I want a deeper connection. What can I say? If you base stuff off of chivalry and base it off of stuff like that, that's not really what's important. Sorry, ladies.
Yeah. Well, I think chivalry kind of shows, one, like, you know, your intentions, and two, just like how you want to treat them. It kind of sets a tone again. No, kind of like what I want to do with the blunt honesty.
Do set that tone if you can maintain it.
Well, yeah, don't be something you're not, but at the same time, show interest. Like, it's not going to be like first grade where I like a girl and do absolutely nothing to show it. I don't get why she didn't like me. I was quiet as hell.
Did you go to East End?
I did.
Remember the playground? They had some bars that were between telephone poles. One that was pretty dang high and then one that was super out of reach, but you could get under the first one or climb the pole. Eventually get to the high. It's super dangerous.
Oh, no, that was a long-ass time ago, man.
Yeah, I would go up there to avoid, like you were saying, first, second grade, the girls that would have a crush on me. I would just say, this, man. I'll just go up there during recess or whatever sometimes just to get away.
I never had to hide from girls.
If you had needed to, that would have been a good place to go. They chicken out after that first bar.
Well, I mean, you know. I'm sure at the time they played the same game too, where it's like, well, not Robert. Going for somebody else. Hey, Todd. What's happening, fat boy?
That's the type, I don't even know what to call that. They definitely did not need that on the playground, but they could have left the tall slide.
Fuck, that took the skin off my thighs, dude, during, like, May. I'm glad the school was closed during the summer, man, because that thing would probably cook eggs. I'm not lying.
But did you die?
No, it's true, I did not die.